Introduction. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may Allah exalt the mention of His Prophet and render him and his household safe and secure from all derogatory things. I sincerely congratulate you for the guidance Allah has granted and favored you with. I ask Allah that He keeps us and all Muslims firm upon this great religion until we meet Him, without changing anything from it, and not being put through trials. Indeed, a true Muslim feels great joy when someone accepts Islam, for he wishes well for others and wants them to live as he does himself, a life of comfort and delight with spiritual joy and mental stability. This can only result from implementing the teachings of Islam. Allah says, "Whoever does good, whether male or female, and he is a believer, we will most certainly make him live a happy life. And we will most certainly give them their reward for the best of what they did." Chapter 16, verse 97. This is because Allah clarified the condition of those who do not believe in Allah and what He revealed. Allah says, "And whoever turns away from my reminder, verily for him is a life of hardship, and we shall raise him up blind on the day of resurrection. He will say, O my Lord, why have you raised me up blind, while before I had sight? He, Allah, will say, like this our signs came to you, but you disregarded them, and so this day you will be neglected." Chapter 20, verses 124 to 126. A true Muslim wishes that they live happily forever in the hereafter, whose delights are never-ending. Allah says, "Verily those who believe and do righteous deeds shall have the gardens of Firdaus for their entertainment. Therein they shall dwell forever. No desire will they have for removal therefrom." Chapter 18, verses 107 and 108. The end is inevitable, either eternal happiness or eternal remorse. Whoever dies upon disbelief and refuge is sought in Allah, he will enter hellfire for eternity. Allah says, "Verily those who disbelieve from the people of the book and the polytheists will abide in the fire of hell. They are the worst of creatures." Chapter 98, verse 6. Dear brother, sister, indeed it is a great blessing and favor of Allah that He has guided you to Islam and has saved you from disbelief, for there are many who have not been granted the guidance to realize the correct religion. As there are many who have realized that Islam is the true religion, but have not been granted the guidance to follow it. So you should thank Allah, my brother, sister, for this favor from Allah and this gift which He has given you. Ask Allah that He keeps you firm upon this religion until you meet Him. Allah says, "They consider it a favor to you that they have accepted Islam. Say, do not consider your Islam a favor to me. Rather, Allah has conferred favor upon you that He has guided you to the faith, if you should be truthful." Chapter 49, verse 17. We are all in need of Allah. Allah says, "O mankind, it is you who stand in need of Allah. You are those in need of Allah, while Allah is the free of need, the praiseworthy." Chapter 35, verse 15. Allah does not need us. He neither benefits from our obedience and worship, nor is He harmed by our disbelief and disobedience. Allah says, "If you disbelieve, then verily Allah is not in need of you. He likes not disbelief for His slaves, and if you are grateful, He approves it for you. And no bearer of burdens will bear the burden of another. Then to your Lord is your return, and He will inform you about what you used to do." Chapter 39, verse 7. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said in a hadith Qudsi, Allah said, "O my slaves, I have forbidden dhulm, oppression, for myself, and I have made it forbidden amongst you. So do not oppress one another. O my slaves, all of you are astray except those whom I have guided. So seek guidance from me, and I shall guide you. O my slaves, all of you are hungry, except those whom I have fed. So seek food from me, and I shall feed you. O my slaves, all of you are naked, except those whom I have clothed. So seek clothing from me, and I shall clothe you. O my slaves, you commit sins by day and by night, and I forgive all sins. So seek forgiveness from me, and I shall forgive you. O my slaves, you will not attain harming me so as to harm me, and you will not attain benefiting me so as to benefit me. O my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you, and the humans of you and the jinn of you, were all as pious as the most pious heart of any individual amongst you, then this would not increase my kingdom an iota. O my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you, and the humans of you and the jinn of you, were all as wicked as the most wicked heart of any individual amongst you, then this would not decrease my kingdom an iota. O my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you, and the humans of you and the jinn of you, were all to stand together in one place and ask of me, and I were to give everyone what he requested, then that would not decrease what I possess, except what is decreased of the ocean when a needle is dipped into it. O my slaves, it is but your deeds that I account for you and then recompense for you. So he who finds good, let him praise Allah, and he who finds other than that, let him blame no one but himself. Muslim, number 2577. In order to become a Muslim, there are no specific religious rituals or customs that you need to perform, neither in specific areas nor in front of people. This is due to the fact that in Islam, man has direct relationship with his Lord without any intermediaries. Also, you don't need to exert great efforts to enter its folds. You merely need to utter a few words which are easy on the tongue, while understanding their great meanings. One who has decided to become Muslim should utter Shahadatain in order to enter the fold of Islam, which is Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdullahi wa rasulu, meaning I testify that there is no true God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is his slave and messenger. This statement is the key to enter Islam. Whoever utters it shuns all other religions besides Islam, and all beliefs which differ from it. Through this statement, he receives the rights which all Muslims receive, and he must fulfill the rights which all Muslims fulfill. His wealth, honor, and life become sacred, except for that which is prescribed by Islam. It is true that one is considered a Muslim by his apparent actions, but only Allah knows what is truly in the hearts. So what are the meanings of the Shahadatain?